This is the recorded account of a night attack by the USS Sea Lion against an enemy task force in the Pacific. The Sea Lion was patrolling off the China coast. The sky was overcast, there was no moon, and the sea was calm. Visibility was about 1,500 yards. Just after midnight, the radar operator reported a contact at 44,000 yards. Three pips, very clear and distinct, were picked up at this long range. The captain ordered normal approach in order to determine targets, track, and speed. Having determined the target's track as 060 and its speed as 17 knots, the Sea Lion assumed a course which would keep it well ahead of the target group and close the track. A half hour later, radar showed two large pips and two smaller pips at a range of 35,000 yards. From the radar indications, it was believed that the target group consisted of two ships of battleship proportion and two ships of cruiser size. At 0146, approximately an hour after initial contact, the range on radar was 22,000 yards. Listen now to an actual recording made aboard the Sea Lion at this time. Battleships and three escorts. They appeared to be following a straight course in a column with a cruiser ahead, followed by the two battleships and the cruiser astern. A destroyer was on either beam of the formation, and a third destroyer was on the starboard or far quarter. Lion chose the first battleship as its target and continued the approach. As the range closed and last-minute preparations for the attack were made, close attention was paid to the destroyer on the target port bow, since this destroyer would come between the Sea Lion and the target at the moment of firing. The captain ordered the setting of torpedoes to be shifted to 8 feet so that they would catch the destroyer if it was in the line of fire.
Thank you. Destroyer. Destroyer, Mike. Destroyer, Hunter, sir.